I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Friday, June 10th. We'll recap some of the key moments and new details from the first January 6th committee hearing, from what some of former President Trump's closest confidants had to say, to graphic new video of the riot, to the reaction from critics. Also, a COVID vaccine could be available to kids 6 months old and up as soon as this month. Plus, what Sarah Palin and Santa Claus have in common this weekend, what NASA is doing to investigate UFOs, and what Amazon's new virtual try-on option is all about. Those stories and more next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Lawmakers investigating the Capitol riot have started to lay out a more complete picture of the evidence they've gathered about January 6, 2021, and the months leading up to that unforgettable day in American history. During the committee's first public hearing, Americans heard from a Capitol police officer, a documentary filmmaker, members of former President Trump's inner circle, and some of the rioters themselves. The panel also played 12 minutes of never-before-seen graphic video footage. All of it was overlaid with police radio communications and statements from the rioters in chronological order. In that video, you could see thousands of people breaking into the Capitol and filling the halls of Congress, brutally assaulting police and sending lawmakers and their staff running for safety. There was also video shown of testimony from high-profile members of the Trump administration. For example, former Attorney General Bill Barr. He said he saw no evidence of election fraud. Former President Trump's daughter and presidential adviser Ivanka Trump said she accepted Barr's findings. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff talked about how the administration responded once the Capitol attacks started happening. General Mark Milley said then-Vice President Pence was very insistent that the National Guard needed to be called in to help end the riot, but that it was a very different message from Trump, who witnesses say did not call for any extra law enforcement and was not ready for the riot to end. One of the two Republicans on the nine-person panel, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, also spoke about Trump's response. She cited testimony from White House staffers who quoted the former president as saying the rioters were doing what they should be doing. Since leaving office, former President Trump has continued to say his loss to President Biden was the result of widespread fraud, even though dozens of courts and state election officials have said that's not true. Ahead of the hearing yesterday, Trump released a statement. It says in part, quote, January 6th was not simply a protest. It represented the greatest movement in the history of our country to make America great again. Some fellow Republicans who are still in Congress were also questioning on Twitter why these lawmakers are not more concerned about other problems happening since Biden took office. And critics called these hearings political theater. Remember, the members of the January 6th committee cannot charge anyone with a crime. But instead, they say it's mostly about creating a public record of the attack. This was just the first in a series of public hearings set for the next few weeks. The next one is happening Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. Well, this weekend, people all around the world plan to protest for new gun reform. The youth-led group March for Our Lives says more than 450 gun safety marches are planned in at least 45 states in the U.S. and in other countries. The biggest is expected at the nation's capital. In the National Park Service permit application, the group requested space for up to 100,000 demonstrators. At that rally, speakers will include survivors of gun violence, teachers, and activists. Of course, this comes as D.C. lawmakers are negotiating a set of new gun reforms. A group of senators is expected to announce a new deal as soon as today and bring it to the full Senate soon after. A white police officer who shot and killed a black man in Michigan, setting off a wave of racial justice protests, is now charged with murder. This all goes back to a deadly traffic stop we told you about 2 months ago. Officer Christopher Scherr first pulled over Patrick Loya for having license plates that didn't match his car. But after Scherr asked for a driver's license, Loya ran away. The officer ran after him and tackled him in a nearby lawn. Videos from the officer's body cam, a passenger's cell phone, and a neighbor's surveillance camera show what happened next. In those videos, you can see that moments before the shooting, Officer Scherr was wrestling with Loya, apparently for control of a stun gun. Then, as the officer was lying on Loya's back, he shot him in the back of the head. Well, Officer Scherr turned himself into authorities yesterday, and his first court hearing is scheduled for today. If he is found guilty, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. In less than 2 weeks, American babies, toddlers, and preschoolers are finally expected to be eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. The FDA is on track to authorize kid-sized shots for children as young as 6 months old soon. So with that, the CDC this week outlined a plan to get the doses ready. It says the White House has made 10 million of the kids' shots from Moderna and Pfizer available to order. And they could start getting delivered next week to state health departments, doctors' offices, hospitals, and elsewhere. The Biden administration expects young kids to actually be able to get the shots as early as June 21st. It's not clear how many will actually make appointments, though, since so far, even older children who are already eligible are getting vaccinated at a much slower rate than adults. What do Sarah Palin, a fishing guide, Santa Claus, and 45 other people have in common? They're all going to be on the ballot this weekend in Alaska's primary election. 48 people are vying to take over for Congressman Don Young, who held the state's only U.S. House seat for 49 years until he died earlier this year. One-time vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin is considered one of the frontrunners, in part because she has the endorsement of former President Trump. But there are others, like a former Trump administration official, a current Alaska state senator, an orthopedic surgeon, a contractor, a gold miner, and dozens more. Although perhaps the most interesting name on the ballot is Santa Claus. And yes, that's his legal name. Claus is a self-described Democratic socialist who serves on the city council for the community of North Pole. Voters will make their selections tomorrow. Then the four candidates who win the most votes will advance to a special election in August. Before we get to more news, I'm excited to have my husband, Dan, on the show this week to help me talk about Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit Diapers, our sponsor for the week. Dan, if we have to change diapers, why not make it as easy as possible? So that's why I appreciate some of the extra features here that you don't get with every diaper.
The traditional diaper style has those kind of tape sides, and our little guy like tears at them now. He pulls at them. And with these Pampers diapers, he can't do that. There's nothing to pull at. That design is like really good for where we're at right now with him.
And something else I've noticed is we are seeing fewer rashes on our baby's legs because it's not rubbing. It just stretches really nicely around his waist. And I also have noticed, Dan, that we haven't had as many leaks with these diapers because you know how fun it is to have to deal with leaks when they wake up with wet spots on their outfit and pajamas.
Yeah, it's not great. These haven't had that issue.
And these are hypoallergenic, so free of elemental chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex. So buy in-store and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. NASA is joining the search for the truth about UFOs. Well, the federal government now calls them UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. America's space agency will launch a 9-month study of UAP sightings that it says will be done from a scientific perspective. One NASA official involved said it could discover an entirely new scientific phenomenon or come up with nothing new or interesting at all. But along the way, NASA plans to recruit some of the nation's leading scientists and other experts to take part. The agency says everything will be unclassified, public, and transparent. NASA's study is set to get started this fall. It's turned into a battle for some of the best-known names in golf. The PGA Tour is now pushing back against its newest and most serious rival, LIV Golf, officially suspending all players who take part in the new Golf Startups events, including 6-time major champion Phil Mickelson and 2-time major champ Dustin Johnson. Of course, the PGA Tour has dominated elite golf for decades. So now the organization says, quote, these players have made their choice for their own financial-based reasons, but they can't demand the same PGA Tour membership benefits. It means they won't be able to play in PGA tournaments for now. but it's not clear how long the players will be out. LIV Golf is the startup tour that has been referred to as Saudi Golf League because it's backed by Saudi Arabia. The most well-known players are reportedly getting big checks, as in nine figures, just for playing. LIV Golf responded to the PGA Tour's decision to suspend players, saying it's, quote, vindictive and it deepens the divide between the PGA Tour and its members. The LIV Golf Invitational started yesterday and goes through Saturday. It's happening in London. Forget rookie cards. Sports fans will soon be able to start collecting trading cards featuring college athletes, too. Sports card giants Fanatics and Topps say they made deals to start making collegiate basketball and football cards. Beginning this fall, they'll release cards featuring current and former athletes from more than 150 schools, and the actual school logos will be on there for the first time. Some of the biggest names in college sports will be available right away, like last year's Heisman Trophy winner, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. ESPN cited a source who said some players could make up to five figures, but others won't get any money. Amazon has announced a new feature called Virtual Try-On for shoes, and it's just what it sounds like. You'll be able to use your smartphone's camera to visualize how a pair of new shoes might look on your feet from multiple angles. Amazon will be using augmented reality for this, kind of like how a filter on Instagram uses AR too. It'll first launch on the Amazon shopping app on iPhones. You'll then be able to tap on the Virtual Try-On button for the thousands of styles taking part. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick word from our sponsor, KiwiCo. Are you ready for summer? Whether you're staying home this year or heading out on a bunch of adventures, KiwiCo has something for your family. At home, I know it can be hard to find creative ways to keep children busy and challenged, so KiwiCo's monthly science and art projects have you covered. For those venturing out, everything you need to create something conveniently comes inside the crate so you can easily take it with you. We're talking kid-friendly materials and easy-to-follow instructions. KiwiCo is the perfect boredom buster for the entire family, whether you're at home or on the go. I've loved seeing how the KiwiCo crates have changed over time to match the age of my baby Dax. And when I sent my niece a KiwiCo subscription for her birthday, who's a bit older, she gets real science and engineering projects that she's sure to tell me all about. KiwiCo offers experiments with things like mirrors, bubbles, ice cream, and a domino machine. So make summer more awesome with KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Get 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. All month, we are partnering with our friends over at Upworthy. So here's Todd Perry, host of the Upworthy Weekly podcast, with an uplifting story.
Chris Blattman, professor of global conflict studies at the University of Chicago, dropped a stunning tweet thread recently when he revealed the results of a study he began 13 years ago. What if I told you that roughly $500 for therapy, plus a little cash, helped the most violent young men in West Africa drop their crime and violence by half, for at least 10 years? He asked. And it's true. Blattman learned about a successful program in Liberia that turned some of its hardest criminals into productive members of society through cognitive behavioral therapy and a little spending cash. So he scaled the program to include 999 of the country's most hardened criminals, and after 10 years, the men had cut their antisocial behaviors in half. It goes to show that giving a little love and attention, even to those who seem unreachable, can work wonders. Back to you, Erica.
All right, thank you. And you can catch Todd and his co-host Allison Rosen on the Upworthy Weekly podcast. New episodes come out every Saturday, so find it in your podcast app and add it to your playlist. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. We're talking with one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people about the data behind the baby formula shortage. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.